I's and yes are actually very, very close.
Just missing an E.
I understand. Make it shiny. Unleash the competitive juices. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Congratulations on another successful space flight for SpaceX. This time, four non-professional astronauts successfully splashed down after being sent into Earth orbit in a previously used space capsule on top of a previously used rocket booster, which kept the cost of the flight below $200 million, less than half the cost of a space shuttle flight. And while critics have every right to question whether this is a socially responsible way to spend money, Elon Musk is proving that it's possible for a private company to build a space-worthy rocket for less money than the government could, and that his capsule can fly higher than Bezos' capsule. And it's only fair to acknowledge that what makes all this possible is America's tax system, which allows people like Musk and Bezos to get rich enough to do things that once upon a time only governments could do. Now, I know there are people who think that's gone way too far. They want to impose higher taxes on the rich because they see it as the only fair way to pay for infrastructure. But maybe there's an easier way to get that money. There has to be. Because if you saw the New York Times story over the weekend about who actually writes some of the tax rules, you know that accounting firms have figured out how to plant sympathetic accountants in the Treasury Department to make sure their clients' wealth is protected from the wolves. So, instead of trying to tax billionaires, why not find a way to motivate them to want to spend their money on something besides just space? We have to excite them with something shinier. And I have the three words that will do just that. Competitive freeway repair. A freeway smackdown. Jeff Bezos doing the northbound lanes of I-5 versus Elon Musk on the southbound lanes. They could develop self-healing concrete that never cracks, glow-in-the-rain highway paint, bridges that snap together like Legos. If we could just persuade them that Earth travel can be just as exciting as space travel, they might voluntarily unleash those billions on projects that would speed up the commutes of millions of people and earn the undying love of a once resentful middle class. And once that's done, competitive, affordable housing.